Praise the name of the Lord. What happened to man? Simply, a veil was put what now? On his face. It is this veil that separates you from heaven. Do you understand me, brethren? It's a covering. When the veil is taken away, you will realize that the Lord has been there. What now? All the time. The Lord was in this place, and I did not know it. Praise the name of the Lord. So you are not going anywhere to go to heaven. The Lord simply has to remove what now? The veil on your face. So that you can now begin to behold with what now? Unveiled face. The truth is that what you see is what you become. Are you getting my point now? So what you see, that's why the devil is putting so many things in front of you. Praise the name of the Lord. So many things in front of you. He's not giving you one breathing space. And brethren, we must turn to the Lord. It's as you turn to the Lord, the veil is what now? Is taken away. And you can begin to behold with what now? Unveiled face. But then God is beautiful. The more you see his glory, the more you are what now? Captured. The little you see him, all other things become shadows in the light of what now? Of him. You begin to enjoy God. Are we together, brethren? If you are being pushed concerning the things of God, you have not seen him. Hello, are you understanding me? If you are being pushed, you have not seen him. You know, when you see him, you must fall in love with him. When I was courting my wife, the thing entered into my head. Are we together, brethren? No, I'm not joking. Hallelujah. You know, the thing affected my head somehow. That I would escort her, you know, because I was working in her community. So I would see her off to her house. Then she would start seeing me off back. And then maybe I agree that we must meet somewhere in the middle. Praise the name of the Lord. It was something very intense. I don't know if it's like that these days, though, but you know, so many things have gone wrong these days. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But the same thing with God. When this veil is taken away a little, you see a glory, you are captured by it. Paul said, my whole life was changed by that encounter. He said, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly what now? Vision. My God. Hallelujah. You know, you will enter God's presence and they will have to drag you out. They will have to drag you out. You will stay there, you are so caught up. The way you enjoy worldly things, you know, sometimes some people get into a movie. It's because our heart is such a low what now frequency. We can be caught up in God. Praise the name of the Lord. And this must be your desire. You must come to a place when, as the deer panted for the water, so your heart begins to do what now? Pant for God. It is not burdensome to seek God. It's not burdensome to wait upon him. It's not burdensome to pray because you have caught a glimpse of that glory. Praise the name of the Lord. This is a life that we are being called to live. You see, the truth is that the reality is not stressful. It's a love affair. You read the book of Songs of Solomon, and you see somebody who is captivated and who is not ashamed. Do you understand? To say you have ravished me, that you have so captivated me. In fact, I've lost my mind. Yes, when you are caught up with God, people must say you have become what now? Mad. If you have not yet been termed a madman, you never reach. Hallelujah. You never reach. You know, they say any place in the world you go, you don't see an Igbo man. Run away from that place. Something is seriously what now? Wrong there. Anywhere. So some Russians went to the moon and came back and saw one Alhaji. And they say, Alhaji, we went to the moon. Alhaji said, Kai Menini, you go out for moon. He said, yes, we went to the moon. Ah, you see him for Igbo man there? They said, no, we didn't see any Igbo man. Say, ah, wallahi, you never reach him for moon. If you reach him for moon, you must see Igbo man there. Praise the name of the Lord. If you have seen a glimpse of this thing, something will captivate your heart. Praise the name of the Lord. And you will begin to... Paul said something. He said, my determined purpose is this. That is, when you see me, you see a man with a sense of purpose. I am going somewhere. And that journey must terminate and or conclude in something. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to read something. What it means to apprehend. Because this is where this game is. To lay hold. It's a Greek word. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me see if I can catch that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. It's a Greek word. It's katalambano. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, it means, according to the lexicon, praise the name of the Lord. It means to lay hold of. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, I want to lay hold of that for which Christ did what now? Laid hold of me. Praise the name of the Lord. And I say, of that means to lay hold of, so as to make one's own, to obtain, to attain, to make one's own, to take into oneself, to appropriate. Now the B part says to seize upon, to take possession of. You know when it says apprehend, it also means to arrest, isn't it? To grab somebody, say, I've caught him. I'm holding him. I'm not letting him what now? Go. He's now my own. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It also is used with reference to something of evil overtaking somebody. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, brethren, you are not in the darkness, so that that day, that is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, you are not in the darkness, so that that day should what now? Overtake you. Now let me tell you what it means. It means that darkness is pursuing you. Do you understand that? How do I know that? John chapter 1. He said that the light shineth what now? In the darkness. And the darkness comprehended it. What is that word? Katalambano. So darkness is moving to apprehend your soul. Are we together? Take hold of your soul and possess it and make it its own. So there are two options. Either you press in and apprehend light, or darkness overtakes you and apprehends what now? You. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it means that you cannot stand still and mark what now? Time. There is something pursuing. Now, in Exodus chapter 15, when Israel left Egypt, Pharaoh said something. He said, I will what now? Pursue them. I will overtake them. Do you understand? I will take hold of them. I will, my lust. Do you understand that? My lust shall be what now? Satisfied on them. Now, I'll tell you something, brethren. There are things pursuing us from the world. Now, the Bible says that we are supposed to escape by flight from the corruption that is in the world through what now? Through lust. You escape and you have to lay hold on something else. You see, this reality that you must lay hold is incorruptible. It's undefiled. Are we together? It is a life that you take hold of it. Corruption can no longer what now? Touch you. Is that what the Bible says? Yes. It says now is Christ risen from what now? The dead. No more to return to what now? Corruption. There is a life incorruptible. Hallelujah. There is a frequency where my soul can come into. Corruption cannot lay hold on me. He said the uncircumcised and the unclean cannot come into what now? That city. So this reality we are trying to lay hold on is also prophetically referred to as what now? A city. Is that what the Bible says? Yes. Hebrews chapter 11. They saw a city. We're going to look at that as we try to conclude. Praise the name of the Lord. But it's a city. And it says that the light of that city is who? It's God. It's a city. Your soul is to become that city that has no darkness. In other words, I come to a point where everything I do is what now? Transparent. My motives are what now? Clear. Do you understand it? I do nothing. He said, do nothing out of jealousy. Do nothing out of strife. Do nothing out of vainglory. Do nothing out of pride. Do nothing out of what now? Lust. Your soul has become that city full of light, having no dark what now? Path. Is such a life possible? Yes. This is why the Lord has apprehended you. He wants you to apprehend it. Praise the name of the Lord. So, goal. The Christian life must have purpose. Praise the name of the Lord. The reason why Christians are neither here nor there is because they have not caught the vision. You can be a member of MIS, Ikwe Fellowship, Ikote Kone Fellowship, Potter's Place, or wherever. You can belong to the fellowship, but they have not caught the vision. How do I know? It's when the chips are down. When things happen around you, how you behave, how you react, how you respond, that tells me if you have caught what now? The vision. Now, the vision means that we are going to be strengthened with might in what now? The inward man. It means that when somebody hurts you, something will take hold of your mind and keep you in peace. Now, as we're going to see, your emotions can make a demand on you. Your desire can command you, say you must react like this. And your mind is reinforced, energized by the Spirit of God. Praise the name of the Lord. That's when I see that division you are what now? You are catching it. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise, are we together? Yes, very important. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So the darkness wants to overtake the light. But brethren, the light continues to shine. Continues to shine. Why? Because the man is still what now? Pressing. I press. I press. Do you understand the point? I press. I know that I am pressing towards what now? A mark, a price. And as I'm pressing, I am casting off every weight. I drop one today. Tomorrow in this conference, I drop what now? Another one. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm pressing towards. I'm pressing to enter. And I'm violent about it. You see that the kingdom of God suffered what now? Violence. Men are forcing themselves. That's what it means. Men are pushing. Men are pressing. They are opposition, but they are still what now? Pushing. Praise the name of the Lord. And Paul said, this is my determined purpose. One thing I do, brethren, I forget what now? Everything. You know, sometimes we are held down by our past. Praise the name of the Lord. And it is because we have not learned how to deal with what now? Our past. The enemy, the accuser of the brethren, takes hold of us. You must come to terms with your past so that it does not become an impediment to your what now? Your future. Are we together? All of us, we have a past. We came out from somewhere. Every one of us has an aspect of our past that is negative. Praise the name of the Lord. And we need to come to the blood. We need to come to the cross. We need to come to the Lord. Because he came to deal with our past. Do you understand that, brethren? You see, your past follows you. Your past, it is a normal thing. Because it's actually a part of your growing up. If I didn't carry my past, all the learning I have learned will not be with me. Do you understand the point? As a child, right now, probably I'll wake up in the morning and I'll do, and then I'll start learning how to walk. Do you understand the point? Because I've forgotten everything about the past. No. So my past is part of my development. Do you understand the point? That's how things grow. By the experiences, by the learnings. Some of the things my parents taught me, values they taught me, I still have them today. Do you understand the point? They taught me values and I'm still holding on to them. They are part of my past. The part of my past that has problem is the negative past. And that's why you need to come to the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord and allow him to what now? Address it. Because why I'm saying that is that pressing on is a problem if I'm carrying luggage from what now? From my past. Are we together? Sometimes if somebody has offended you, it is in your interest to find a way to resolve the matter so that you can move on. When you see a man who is carrying something and he's holding it tightly, every day you come, he's always telling you, this people did this to me, that people that did to me. He's not ready to do what now? To press on. Yeah, because that impediment is too heavy to carry. Praise the name of... Are we together, brethren? People hear end time. They hear end time. They think it's all about, oh, come out of Babylon. Sons of God are manifesting. Do you understand the point? That is just kindergarten. You must be able to know how to press on and let go of the, what now, former things. If you don't, the thing will be too heavy for you. You understand the point? You come to a point and the weight is just too much. So we have to let them go. Praise the name of the Lord. You have to cast them off. You must make up your mind. Don't wait for somebody to apologize to you. Do you understand the point? You don't even need an apology to forgive somebody to make a release. If the person is not apologizing, go and apologize to the person. Say, brother, I'm very sorry. It means nothing. It simply means that you know you are pressing on what now? Somewhere.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. You see, when a man begins to get a focus, he sees things as impediments. He drops them fast. You won't have time to quarrel alone. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? It's just like in the house, if you have an issue with your wife, and you know you're going to have your evening devotion or your morning devotion, there are two options. Either you suspend the devotion or you settle the matter. Are you getting my point? And you must do something about it. So the same way, brethren, when it comes, you see, our minds must be reorientated. We are not natural human beings anymore. We must begin to look at things in the light of how will this affect my pressing on to lay hold. I want to obtain. How is this affecting it? It's not a question of what he did to me or what he didn't do to me. No, it's a question of how is this impacting on my laying hold of this reality. That's how you evaluate things. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Please, let's, so that we know what we're going forward. You know, sometimes when I say, look, end time has become a religion. Most people think it's just trying to say things. No. The core issues, we're not catching it. And brethren, we need to catch it. So that we don't ever remain babes. They're just end time babies. Praise the name of the Lord. Because we are not realizing the core things that are important to us. Praise the name of the Lord. There are all kinds of baggages. Some of them are habits that we have. Do you understand that? The kind of things that we love, we give ourselves to. You know, the law says that you cannot serve two masters at what now, at the same time. You must reject one. If you try to carry the two of them, you are going nowhere. Now, as a people, one of the things God has been saying to us at this time, we must examine our lifestyle. It's a serious matter. The love for pleasure, the love for luxury, the love for comfort, the love to show off. It's part of the outward man. It is not part of the inward man. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, that doesn't mean all of us are going to be rich or poor. Whether you are rich or poor is not the issue. The issue is how you relate to the whole matter. Like I was saying, you cannot change your past. But you can change how you relate to what now? Your past. Your past can be a shadow haunting you. On the other hand, it can be a testimony. Paul was a murderer.
Oh, yes.
He was a persecutor of the church. But eventually that past now became what now? A testimony. He said, I was once this, the vilest of sinners. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Do you understand? He looked at the past, but he was no longer... You know, it wasn't a burden for him anymore. It became a glory. He could glory in what the Lord had what now done in his life. And brilliant, so also it can be with us. Some of us have issues that we're still hiding. Sometimes there are certain aspects of our lives we must do what now? Open up. Call a brother, call a sister, say, look, I'm ashamed of this sin. Every time I want to pray, that is the first thing that comes to me. The devil says, you're going nowhere. You understand the point? Bring it to the light. Are we together, brethren? And break the power of that in over your life. And get on. Die to the shame. Do you know that Jesus said that because of the joy that was what now? Set before him. He despised things. Let people laugh at me. What does that mean to me? if I'm getting to where I am, what now? I am going. Many of us, part of the problem is, what are people going to think? What are men going to do, what now, to say? The man who is bound by these things cannot be pressing on. Praise the name of the Lord. Cannot be pressing on. That things need to drop. You know, some of us, we like things. Maybe you like food. Good food, like me. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, and you're so conscious of what you eat, that if that thing is not available, you begin to force. Do you understand the point? And it becomes a power upon you. Paul said, all things are what now? Lawful. They are allowed. There is no law against food and drinks. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, Paul said, I will not come under what now? The power. And many of us have come under the power of many things. Food, clothes, cars. Do you understand the point? You know, sometimes we buy cars to show that we have what now? Arrived. And we don't have what we want to have to show that we have what now? Arrived. It's as bad. I don't need to understand my point. If you don't have, and inside your head you are looking for it, it's the same thing. Because the car itself is nothing. Are we together? There are people who are, what God allows one person, he may not allow what now another person. So that someone is driving a big car does not mean that the person is what now? Carnal or sensual. It's simply a matter of what the Lord allows for each person.
Oh yes, amen.
Praying, are we together? So God wants to bring us to the life of the inward man, because this is the life that we have been called to do what now? To live. And the more we take away these impediments, the more the Lord is able to lay hold upon us. There was a scripture I was looking at. I think 2 Corinthians chapter 4. He said, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, now King James says, dwelleth in you. Praise the name of the Lord. But if you look at some other translation, it says, has taken hold of what now? Of you. Now, please just check my listening. If the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead has what now? Taken hold. Now, the Lord needs to get a grip on you. If he's going to raise you up. You know, if I want to carry something, I must get what now? A grip on that thing. And he gets a grip on us by our yielding, by our obedience, by our response to the word that he does what now? He speaks to us. If we're able to promptly and quickly respond to the word that God says to us, he begins to get a grip on us. Do you understand? More and more. And he wants to take hold. I was talking about Samson. Samson had 7 locks on his head. Is that correct? Yes. You know, those 7 locks were the symbol of Samson's connection with what now? The heavens. Just like the 7 golden what now? Pipes, through which oil was what now? Flowing. His mind was receiving life from through the 7 spirits of what now? Of God. So when the Lord wants to take him up, the Bible said the Lord will grab him by what now? By the head, Ezekiel. And take him into the heavens. Ezekiel, he will move him into the temple. And then he will take him out from there. And the Lord will speak. He said, and the Spirit spoke to me. And the Spirit took hold of me and took me here and took me there and spoke to me and took me there. He was on the earth, but he was functioning in the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord, brethren. It's not fairy tales. It is a call, the life you have been called to live. Praise the name of the Lord. So God wants to get a grip on me. The locks of my consecration must begin to grow. Praise the name of the Lord. And the woman out there, that halos system, wants to shave it. You know, our appetites, God must judge it. The more we see this thing, the more we narrow our life. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, forgetting what now? The things that are behind. Casting off every weight, every impediment, every habit, every appetite that is contrary, that is, you know, detrimental to this thing, I must violently cast them off. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the life. But I tell you something, you will not miss it. There are a lot of things that I don't miss today. I'm not striving to, you know, they are gone, they are gone. Before, they used to be passions in my life. Now they are gone. Praise the name of the Lord. Gone means gone. So when I tell you that sometimes God can deliver you from a thing, it's not theory. In reality, there's nothing that God cannot deliver you from. There's nothing he cannot deliver you unless you, in your mind, you feel that this thing is impossible. Once you think it is impossible, it becomes what now? Impossible. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, the Lord wants us to apprehend. He wants to apprehend us. And he wants us to what now? Apprehend reality. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. To apprehend these things, brethren, the eyes of our understanding must be what now? Enlightened. Yes, that is a reality. We have facilities and faculties in the inward man that can lay hold of heavenly what now? Reality. Now, faith, let's look at Hebrews 11. Praise the name of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11. Praise the Lord. Are we there? He says, now, faith is the assurance. Now, when you read the word now, if you take one step backwards, you will notice that it talks about those who draw back and those who do what now? Believe unto what now? The salvation, the total deliverance of the soul. And he now begins to relate the word to faith. Amplified says, faith is the assurance of things what now? Hoped for. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Faith gives substance to what you are hoping for. I hope for something. And the Bible says, what I'm hoping for is not seen with what now? The eyes. We are hoping for something unseen. But like we said, the fact that it is unseen with the natural eyes does not mean that it does not exist. It is much more real than what is seen with the eyes. Praise the name of the Lord. Through the faculty of faith, I can give substance to what I am hoping for. You know, amplified also, that faith is the title deed of what we are hoping for. You know what the title deed is? Certificate of occupancy, document of title of land. When I want to buy a land, maybe government is giving me, it could be a letter of allocation. Praise the name of the Lord. I can buy, like I was talking the other day, Greater Port Harcourt. It has not been plotted out yet, but in the paper, it's already what now? Plotted out. So the man who is holding the layout plan knows plot 1 to 100, 200, 300, and they have the documents of title. So I collect my own. As long as I have it, I know that I have a plot of land there. Praise the name of the Lord. That is what I need to see. I don't need to see the land as at that point in time. Now, that's what faith is. Now, without faith, we cannot lay hold. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's from my village. Praise God. Hallelujah. Without faith, we cannot do business with God. Why? Because he that comes to God, even though you cannot see him, you must believe that God is. That's step number one. That God is what? He is the I am. That what? I am. He is everything. Sufficient for everything. Able to do what now? Everything. And not just that, but that he is a rewarder. You know, people don't understand that seeking God has a reward. Praise the name of the Lord. Every time you spend with God, there is a reward. It is never wasted. So don't feel reluctant to do it. Hallelujah. It's just like somebody who's walking. You walk per hour, like abroad. If you put in 1 hour, there is a fixed amount, isn't it? You can now decide to put in 10 hours. Anyone you're working, you know that there is what now? Sure reward for it. The same way God is a rewarder of not people who seek him half-heartedly or who seek him once in a while, but people who seek him what now? Diligently. There must be a diligence, a consistency, why they understand the value of seeking God. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. And so when you look at men, you see people who sought God in this, in okay, look at verse 7. It says, prompted by faith, Noah, being forewarned by God concerning events of which as yet there was no visible sign. I don't know if you understand me, brethren. In the outward, what Noah was responding to had not yet what now taking place. But Noah saw the invisible. Just like Moses saw the invisible. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, brethren, I would like to see if I can round up here. Praise the name of the Lord. God is asking us to begin to press on, to lay hold, appropriate, and make our own certain invisible, what now, realities. They must begin to manifest in our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, how do we do this? What are the steps that we can take? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There was something in Hebrews chapter... let me see if I can get that. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God says we must resist. We must resist. Praise the name of the Lord. Where is that? Praise God. Sorry, just 1 minute. Where are you? Praise the name of the Lord. I'm looking for my notes. Hallelujah. Okay, that's a scripture I'm trying to look for. He said, you have not resisted unto sin. Is that Hebrews 12? Hebrews chapter 12. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. What verse is that? Verse what? 4. Hebrews 12. Okay, let me start from the beginning then. He says, therefore then, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who have borne testimony to the truth, let us strip off and throw aside every encumbrance, unnecessary weight, that sin which so readily, deftly, and cleverly clings to us, and what now entangles us. And let us run with patient endurance and steady and active persistence. This is a mentality. Patient endurance, steady and active what now? Persistence. Not a one-off thing. The appointed course of the race that is set before us. Praise the name of the Lord. There are many races to run, but there is one appointed race. And may we run that in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise the name of the Lord. Now he says, look at verse 4. He says, you have not yet struggled and fought agonizingly against sin, nor have you yet resisted and withstood to the point of pouring out your own blood. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, there is something, an attitude that God wants us to have at this time. It's the attitude of resisting. We must resist the world. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a part of fighting the good fight of what now? Of faith. You must resist all the time. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a mindset, a mental attitude, a spiritual condition you must have to say what now? No. All the time. Say what? No. Resist temptation. Resist sin. Praise the name of the Lord. See it as a fight. That's what the Bible calls the good fight of what now? Of faith. Praise the name of the Lord. Many of us take a very casual attitude towards serious matters. Sometimes there's a temptation to do something. Say no. And not no. Know that you have the capacity. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Titus chapter 2 tells us that the grace of God that brings what now? Salvation has appeared to us. There is a revelation of this grace. And that this grace teaches us to do what? To say no to ungodliness. To resist ungodliness. To resist ungodliness. Brethren, every aspect of ungodliness, wherever it is, do what? Say what now? No. That is part of, you know, how we press into this thing. Praise the name of the Lord. Say no to ungodliness. Praise the name of the Lord. Number two is discipline. I think that should be 1 Corinthians chapter 9, if I'm correct. Praise the name of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, from verse 24. He says, do you not know that in a race, all the runners what now compete, but only one receives the prize? So run your race that you may lay hold. This is the same word, katalambano. Praise the name of the Lord. You have to run in such a way that you may do what now? Lay hold and do what? Possess the prize. Hallelujah. You have to run in such a way that you will get what you want. Now look at verse 25. He says, now every athlete who goes into training conducts himself what now? Temperate. You know what temperate means? It means with moderation, with reserve, with control in your talking, in your jesting. You understand the point? In your socializing, in your using the internet, in your watching television, you must conduct yourself what now? Temperately. There must be a level of self what now? Control. There is no man. If you see a man who, when food comes like that, he passes on the food and he's not going anywhere. But let me tell you why. This natural body of ours is competing with our spirit. Are you together? To get a hold on the soul. So you must bring this body under what now? Subjection. So that the spirit can now marry the soul and take her to where it's going to. So that is the reason for. Look at natural athletes. Do you understand the point? They monitor their eating. They not just control it, they eat the things that are what now? Relevant, helpful. Food for us are things of the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. But we must also control our natural what now? Appetite. One of the things you have to ask God, say, God, food must become my servant. It must never become what now? My master. So that's what one of the things fasting does. You tell this body, look, you don't control me. I do what now? I control you. He said you are striving for the mastery, for dominion over this body, over my appetite. Do you understand that? Over my mind. The mind can be brought under control. And God wants us to do what now? To control it. Praise the name of the Lord. So this is the kind of thing we are dealing with. It's not, oh, my God is good. But then that's not our program. Everything now, double. That's, I went for an end time wedding. You know, I was shocked when the bride was dancing in. He kind of danced the those actually people were doing. It is Amalekite dance. Do you understand? These were dances then. You know, let me tell you something, brother. I'm talking about realities. There are visible and there are invisible realities. But invisible realities have tokens. Do you understand that? They have tokens. When somebody is dancing a dance, it tells you the spirit that is what now? At work. Yes. You know, the Bible says, greet one another with a holy kiss. There's such a thing called a holy kiss. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Dance is a form of worship. Do you believe that? Yes. And every dance has an origin. Praise the name of the Lord. Every dance has an origin. Every dance has a spirit behind it. And sometimes I ask, I said, how would somebody say he is pressing on to the masters? And it is not reflected in the things we do, in our lifestyle, in our appearance. It's a delusion. Praise the name of the Lord. The enemy is, why would, you know, people dance in such a way? They're actually transmitting something into what now? Into your mind. This mind is like a tank. It doesn't have any exit valve. Whatever drops inside it does what? It stays there. Praise the name of the Lord. And so they were doing this dance. And I'm wondering, do these people know the message they are passing on with the dance that they are doing? Now, women should understand in terms of symbolically what they represent. The woman has a power, do you understand, that the Lord gave to her. If she's a virtuous woman, she can use that power to build a man. If she's a harlot, she can use that same power to do what now? To destroy. It's a lot of power. If there's any man who tells you that women don't affect him, it's what now? It's a lie. Something is wrong with him. You understand? We can pray for him. But the truth is that you do, is, you know, what is not your own, you don't take it. Are you getting my point? In life, naturally, it's not everything that you desire that you do what now, you go and take. There must be a control over the desire. That's why you don't go about taking every woman. You ask the Lord for what now? Your own. He gives you. And when he gives you, your eye goes away from what now? Every other. You focus on that one. All your emotions, you give to that one. Do you understand the point? All your affections, you give to that one. As far as you're concerned, there is no other. That's the way God designed you. You drink from your own what now? System. Now, women were designed. Look, let's be frank. God designed them in such a way that when they pass, a man does what now? Notices them. Are you getting my point? Now, a harlot uses that for a, do you understand, in a perverted way. Praise the name of the Lord. She perverts it. Now, the same way the world system is designed to do what now? To attract. Look at Genesis chapter 6. He says that the sons of God and the daughters of what now? Men. In a spiritual sense, he says that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful. And anyone they liked, they took. You can't have everything you want in life. Are you getting my point? You're going to go mad. Because there is no end to it. So God sees those things and he brings us to the point where we begin to bring our desires under what now? Under control. Yes, that's part of overcoming. You must overcome your desires. Because your desires suggest and demand and insist on certain things, and you have the right to say what now? No. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so if you're a woman, what you wear, don't let anybody tell that it doesn't matter. It matters. How you conduct yourself matters. Do you understand the point? How you relate to the opposite sex, it matters. Praise the name of the Lord. You can do a lot of damage. On the other hand, you can be a blessing. Praise the name of the Lord. So, Christians don't dance anyhow. We don't dance makosa. Are you getting my point? Don't people say that this and that? You don't do such things. What are you saying? Because that dance has what now? A message. There's a spirit behind it. The kind of dance that the Herod's daughter-in-law did, that scattered Herod's head, they still dance it today. It's a belly dance. You understand it? It's a belly dance. Praise the name of the Lord. And John the Baptist lost his head because of one useless girl. Praise the name of the Lord. What God looks for is virtuous women. The Bible says that charm is deceitful. You know, young girls want to be charming. Are you getting my point? Charming, you know, and all that. The Bible says it is what now? Deceitful. Favor or beauty. Elegance is what? Vain. I didn't say that. God said so. But a woman that what now? Fearing the Lord. If you marry a woman because she's charming, I am sorry for you. We have been married for some few years. Do you understand the point? And now we're not dealing with charm anymore. We are dealing with what is what now? Inside. Yes. So don't get into that. Don't read all those magazines that they tell you, you know. No, what is all that? After a few years, the charm, you understand the point? You now, the beauty inside will begin to do what now? Come out. If she has none inside, oh, sorry for you. You have made a mistake. Praise the name of the Lord. So we are being taught to go for the invisible. If you want to marry a wife, look for the things that cannot be seen what now with the eyes. They are the things that endure. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you as a sister, the only thing that you have going for you is that you package yourself. Do you understand? You wear this, you go like this. Sorry, it's too temporary. Are you getting my point? You can drop one baby and your weight will go like this. Are you getting my point? So that's not the point. That's not the point at all. And brothers, you must look for something much more what now? Enduring. You must look at a woman that will push you. When you're pressing on, she's also what now? Pressing on with you. It's not the one that you say, let's wait on the Lord today. Say, every day, pray. You know? You're in trouble. Hallelujah. I like the one, when I'm oversleeping, my wife will do what now? She'll shake me up. Hallelujah. I say, let's pray. Oh, praise God. That's the blessing I look for. Hallelujah. So, brethren, we are to press on. We are to bring our bodies what now? Under subjection. Praise the name of the Lord. So that we can obtain what has been reserved for us. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to conclude here. Hallelujah. But then the Lord has, we can't say all the things in one day. But I do trust that the Lord will have put something in your heart. There is something set ahead of us. Something that God has kept in the heavens for us. And for those who will make the effort, who are willing to let go of every weight, of that sin that doth easily beset, who are willing to bring their bodies under subjection, who are willing to be violent, to press on, forgetting the things that are what now behind, and looking ahead. Those who are willing to turn to the Lord and allow Him to remove the veil from their faces. And those who are willing to run with patience, diligence, without distraction, having a focus in life. Brethren, without a focus, you go nowhere. Praise the name of the Lord. We must have a focus. Paul said, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. I don't know how you're responding to the heavenly vision, but I think that this camp will be a right time for you to reflect and reconsider how you are going about these things. Are you carrying excess weight? It's time to drop them. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you looking at men? It's time to drop that and turn your eyes unto who? Unto the Lord. He said, when you shall turn to the Lord, then the veil shall be taken away. God bless you.